The reading is Lamentations. That's in between Jeremiah and Ezekiel in the Old Testament. Reading from chapter 1, verse 1. How deserted lies the city, once so full of people. How like a widow is she, who once was great among the nations. She who was a queen among the provinces has now become a slave. Bitterly she weeps at night, tears upon her cheeks. Among all her lovers, there is none to comfort her. All her friends have betrayed her. They have become her enemies. After affliction and harsh labor, Judah has gone into exile. She dwells among the nations. She finds no resting place. All who pursue her have overtaken her in the midst of her distress. The rose to Zion mourn, for no one comes to her appointed feasts. All her gateways are desolate. Her priests groan. Her maidens grieve, and she is in bitter anguish. Her foes have become her masters. Her enemies are at ease. The Lord has brought her grief because of her many sins. Her children have gone into exile, captive before the foe. All the splendor has departed from the daughter of Zion. Her princes are like deer that have no pastures, that find no pastures. In weakness they have fled before the pursuers. In the days of her affliction and wandering, Jerusalem remembers all the treasures that were hers in the days of old. When her people fell into the enemy's hands, there was no one to help her. Her enemies looked at her and laughed at her destruction. Jerusalem has sinned greatly, and so has become unclean. All who honored her despise her, for they have seen her nakedness. She herself groans and turns away. Her filthiness clung to her skirts. She did not consider her future. Her fall was astounding. There was none to comfort her. Look, O Lord, on my affliction, for the enemy has triumphed. The enemy laid hands on all her treasures. She saw pagan nations enter her sanctuary. Those you had forbidden to enter your assembly. All her people groaned as they searched for bread. They barter their treasures for food to keep themselves alive. Look, O Lord, and consider, for I am despised. Is it nothing to you that all who pass by look around and see? Is any suffering like my suffering that was inflicted on me, that the Lord brought on me in the days of his fierce anger? From on high he sent fire, sent it down into my bones. He spread a net for my feet and turned me back. He made me desolate, faint all the day long. My sins have been bound into a yoke. By my hands they were woven together. They have become upon my neck, and the Lord has sapped my strength. He has handed me over to those I cannot withstand. The Lord has rejected all the warriors of my midst. He has summoned an army against me to crush my young men. In his winepress the Lord has trampled the virgin daughter of Judah. This is why I weep, and my eyes overflow with tears. No one is near to comfort me, no one to restore my spirit. My children are destitute because the enemies has prevailed. Zion stretched out her hands, but there is no one to comfort her. The Lord has decreed for Jacob that his neighbors become his foes. Jerusalem has become an unclean thing among them. The Lord is righteous, yet I rebelled against his command. Listen, all you people, look upon my suffering. My young men and maidens have gone into exile. I called my allies, and they betrayed me. My priests and my elders perished in the city while they searched for food to keep themselves alive. See, O Lord, how distressed I am. I am in torment within, and in my heart I am disturbed, for I have been most rebellious. Outside the sword bereaves, inside there is only death. People have heard my groanings, but there is no one to comfort me. All my enemies have heard my distress. They rejoice at what you have done. May you bring the day you have announced, so that they may become like me. Let all their wickedness come before you. Deal with them as you have dealt with me, because of my sin, all my sins. My groans are many, and my heart is faint.
How the Lord has covered the daughter of Zion with his cloud of anger. He has hurled down the splendor of Israel from heaven to earth. He has not remembered his footstool in the day of his anger. Without pity, the Lord has swallowed up all the dwellings of Jacob. In his wrath, he has torn down the strongholds of the daughter of Judah. He has brought her kingdom and its princes down to the ground in dishonor. In fierce anger, he has cut off every horn of Israel. He has withdrawn his right hand at the approach of the enemy. He has burned in Jacob like a flaming fire that consumes everything around it. Like an enemy, he has strung his bow. His right hand is ready. Like a foe, he has slain all who are pleasing to the eye. He has poured out his wrath like fire on the tent of the daughter of Zion. The Lord is like an enemy. He has swallowed up Israel. He has swallowed up all her palaces and destroyed her strongholds. He has multiplied mourning and lamentation for the daughter of Judah. He has laid waste his dwelling like a garden. He has destroyed his place of meeting. The Lord has made Zion forget her appointed feasts and her Sabbaths. In his fierce anger, he has spurned both king and priest. The Lord has rejected his altar and abandoned his sanctuary. He has handed over to the enemy the walls of her palaces. They have raised a shout in the house of the Lord, as on the day of an appointed feast. The Lord determined to tear down the wall around the daughter of Zion. He stretched out a measuring line and did not withhold his hand from destroying. He made ramparts and walls lament. Together they wasted away. Her gates have sunk into the ground. Their bars he has broken and destroyed. Her king and her princes are exiled among the nations. The law is no more, and her prophets no longer find visions from the Lord. The elders of the daughter of Zion sit on the ground in silence. They have sprinkled dust on their heads and put on sackcloth. The young women of Jerusalem have bowed their heads to the ground. My eyes fail from weeping. I am in torment within. My heart is poured out on the ground because my people are destroyed. Because children and infants faint in the streets of the city. They say to their mothers, "Where is bread and wine?" As they faint like wounded men in the streets of the city, as their lives ebb away in their mother's arms. What can I say for you? With what can I compare you, O daughter of Jerusalem? To what can I liken you, that I may comfort you, O virgin daughter of Zion? Your wound is as deep as the sea. Who can heal you? The visions of your prophets were false and worthless. They did not expose your sin to ward off your captivity. The oracles they gave you were false and misleading. All who pass your way clap their hands at you. They scoff and shake their heads at the daughter of Jerusalem. Is this the city that was called the perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth? All your enemies open their mouths wide against you. They scoff and gnash their teeth and say, "We have swallowed her up. This is a day we have waited for. We have lived to see it." The Lord has done what he planned. He has fulfilled his word, which he decreed long ago. He has overthrown you without pity. He has let the enemy gloat over you. He has exalted the horn of your foes. The hearts of the people cry out to the Lord. O wall of the daughter of Zion, let your tears flow like a river day and night. Give yourself no relief, your eyes no rest. Arise. Cry out in the night as the watches of the night begin. Pour out your heart like water in the presence of the Lord. Lift up your hands to him for the lives of your children who faint from hunger at the head of every street. Look, O Lord, and consider, whom have you ever treated like this? Should women eat their offspring, the children they have cared for? Should priest and prophet be killed in the sanctuary of the Lord? Young and old lie together in the dust of the streets. My young men and maidens have fallen by the sword. You have slain them in the day of your anger. You have slaughtered them without pity. As you summoned to a feast day, so you summoned against me terrors on every side. In the day of the Lord's anger, no one escaped or survived. Those I cared for and reared, my enemy has destroyed.
I am the man who has seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He has driven me away and made me walk in darkness rather than light. Indeed, he has turned his hand against me again and again, all day long. He has made my skin and my flesh grow old and has broken my bones. He has besieged me and surrounded me with bitterness and hardship. He has made me dwell in darkness like those long dead. He has walled me in so that I cannot escape. He has weighed me down with chains. Even when I call out or cry for help, he shuts out my prayer. He has barred my way with blocks of stone. He has made my paths crooked. Like a bear lying in wait, like a lion in hiding, he dragged me from the path and mangled me and left me without help. He drew his bow and made me the target for his arrows. He pierced my heart with arrows from his quiver. I became the laughingstock of all my people. They mock me in song all day long. He has filled me with bitter herbs and sated me with gall. He has broken my teeth with gravel. He has trampled me in the dust. I have been deprived of peace. I have forgotten what prosperity is. So I say, my splendor is gone and all that I had hoped from the Lord. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them. And my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those who hope, whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke while he is young. Let him sit alone in silence, for the Lord has laid it on him. Let him bury his face in the dust. There may yet be hope. Let him offer his cheek to one who would strike him, and let him be filled with disgrace. For men are not cast off by the Lord forever. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion. So great is his unfailing love, for he does not willingly bring affliction or grief to the children of men. To crush underfoot all prisoners in the land, to deny a man his rights before the Most High, to deprive a man of justice, would not the Lord see such things? Who can speak and have it happen if the Lord has not decreed it? It is not from the mouth of the Most High that both calamities and good things come. Why should any living man complain when punished for his sins? Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. Let us lift up our hearts and our hands to God in heaven and say, we have sinned and rebelled, and you have not forgiven. You have covered yourself with anger and pursued us. You have slain without pity. You have covered yourself with a cloud so that no prayer can get through. You have made us scum and refuse among the nations. All our enemies have opened their mouths wide against us. We have suffered terror and pitfalls, ruin and destruction. Streams of tears flow from my eyes because my people are destroyed. My eyes will flow unceasingly, without relief, until the Lord looks down from heaven and sees. What I see brings grief to my soul because of all the women of my city. Those who were my enemies without cause hunted me like a bird. They tried to end my life in a pit and threw stones at me. The waters closed over my head, and I thought I was about to be cut off. I called on your name, O Lord, from the depths of the pit. You heard my plea. Do not close your ears to my cry for relief. You came near when I called you, and you said, do not fear. O Lord, you took up my case. You redeemed my life. You have seen, O Lord, the wrong done to me. Uphold my cause. You have seen the depth of their vengeance, all their plots against me. O Lord, you have heard their insults, all their plots against me, what my enemies whisper and mutter against me all day long. Look at them, sitting or standing, they mock me in their songs. Pay them back what they deserve, O Lord, for what their hands have done. Put a veil over their hearts, and may your curse be on them. Pursue them in anger and destroy them from under the heavens of the Lord.
How the gold has lost its lustre, the fine gold become dull. The sacred gems are scattered at the head of every street. How the precious stones of Zion, once worth their weight in gold, are now considered as pots of clay, the works of a potter's hand. Even jackals offer their breasts to nurse their young. But my people have become heartless like ostriches in the desert. Because of thirst, the infant's tongue sticks to the roof of its mouth. The children beg for bread, but no one gives it to them. Those who once ate delicacies are destitute in the streets. Those nurtured in purple now lie in ash heaps. The punishment of my people is greater than of Sodom, which was overthrown in a moment, without a hand turned to help her. The princes were brighter than snow and whiter than milk, their bodies more ruddy than rubies, their appearance like sapphires. But now they are blacker than soot. They are not recognized in the streets. Their skin has shriveled on their bones and has become as dry as stick. Those killed by the sword are better off than those who die of famine. Racked with hunger, they waste away for lack of food from the field. With their own hands, compassionate women have cooked their own children, who have become their food, when my people were destroyed. The Lord has given full vent to his wrath. He has poured out his fierce anger. He kindled a fire in Zion that consumed her foundations. The king of the earth did not believe, nor did any of the world's people, that enemies and foes could enter the gates of Jerusalem. But it happened because of the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests, who shed within her the blood of the righteous. Now they grope through the streets like men who are blind. They are so defiled with blood that no one dares to touch their garments. Go away, you are unclean, men cry to them. Away, away, do not touch us. When they flee and wander about, people among the nations say, they can stay here no longer. The Lord himself has scattered them. He no longer watches over them. The priests are shown no honor, the elders no favor. Moreover, our eyes failed, looking in vain for help. From our towers we watched the nations that could not save us. Men stalked us at every step so that we could not walk in our streets. Our end was near, our days were numbered, for our end has come. Our pursuers were swifter than eagles in the sky. They chased us over the mountains and lay in wait for us in the desert. The Lord's anointed, our very life breath, was caught in their traps. We thought that under his shadow we would live among the nations. Rejoice and be glad, O daughter Edom, you who live in the land of Uz. But you also, the cup will be passed to you, You will be drunk and stripped naked. O daughter Zion, your punishment will end. He will not prolong your exile, but O daughter Edom, daughter of Edom, he will punish your sin and expose your wickedness.
Remember, O Lord, what has happened to us. Look and see our disgrace. Our inheritance has been turned over to aliens, our homes to foreigners. We have become orphans and fatherless, our mothers like widows. We must buy the water we drink. Our wood can be had only at a price. Those who pursue us are at our heels. We are weary and find no rest. We submitted to Egypt and Assyria to get enough bread. Our fathers sinned and are no more, and we bear their punishment. Slaves rule over us, and there's none to free us from their hands. We get our bread at the risk of our lives because of the sword in the desert. Our skin is hot as an oven, feverish from hunger. Women have been ravished in Zion, and virgins in the towns of Judah. Princes have been hung up by their hands. Elders are shown no respect. Young men toil at the millstones. Boys stagger under loads of wood. The elders are gone from the city gate. The young men have stopped their music. Joy is gone from our hearts. Our dancing has turned to mourning. The crown has fallen from our head. Woe to us, for we have sinned. Because of this, our hearts are faint. Because of these things, our eyes grow dim. For Mount Zion, which lies desolate, with jackals prowling over it. You, O Lord, reign forever. Your throne endures from generation to generation. Why do you always forget us? Why do you forsake us so long? Restore us to yourself, O Lord, that we may return. Renew our days as of old, unless you have utterly rejected us and are angry with us beyond measure. This is the word of the Lord.
It was just horrific. I almost can't talk about it. And yet, I can't help talking about it. They called this city a queen among the nations, the envy of the peoples around, a jewel of a city set in a crown of a country. I remember walking through her streets, the smell of spices and perfumes hanging on the air. I remember the flash of the colours of fabrics being brought by the traders. I remember the beauty of the music which lingered around the place. I remember the wonder of the temple, God's very house in our city, made of vast quantities of the choicest stone, that elegant cedar which Solomon had specially imported from the forests of Lebanon. No expense had been spared. I remember as we stood in the courtyard, glimpsing dazzling gold inside, all over the place, ornate carvings of fruit and palm trees and flowers and great animals, that magnificent, gleaming citadel of white and gold, rising hundreds of feet above the city like a beacon, a sign of the majesty of our God, bringing majesty to his land. Now a heap of smoking ash and rubble, defiled by the pagans who were forbidden from entering it. We'd seen it coming, of course. Politics were becoming more and more fragile, more and more desperate. That whole thing with Egypt and Babylon had been an utter fiasco. But no one really believed this would actually happen. Even when Nebuchadnezzar came knocking on the door, nothing could have prepared us for the full horror of it. Young men slaughtered left, right, and center, their bodies mutilated, lying scattered in the streets. Where once there were those sweet-smelling aromas, now there's nothing but the stench of death and filth. The sound of beautiful music replaced with screams, anguish, agony. Children roaming around, begging for a scrap of bread. But there's no one to beg from, because everyone is emaciated, starving. All compassion seems to have been squeezed out of them. Even the upper crust, until recently they wore purple robes, ate the finest delicacies. They lived in the lap of luxury. Now even they are famished and haggard, like walking skeletons scouring the rubbish heaps for scraps. Our spiritual leaders were once dignified, respected. Everyone looked up to them. Now they grope around like blind men. Some are saying they always were blind spiritually. Never before have I seen loving, caring mothers who have tenderly nurtured their babies, taking the child nestled against their breast, cooking, eating them out of sheer desperation and starvation. Women raped, young boys forced into slavery. To be honest with you, I would far rather have died a quick death in the onslaught than have to survive in this hellish half-life beyond. Lord, relent. Please have pity on us. We can't go on like this any longer. And we thought we could trust him. We thought he was a God of promises, a God who would keep his promises. You'll be as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore, he'd said. You will take possession of the cities of your enemies, he'd said. Through you, all nations on earth will be blessed, he told us. I will give you a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. I will give you all of this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates. I will provide a place for my people Israel and will plant them so that they can have a home of their own and no longer be disturbed. Wicked people shall not oppress them anymore. I will give you rest from all your enemies. He'd said to David, your house, your kingdom shall endure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. What empty promises. The people scattered, as numerous as the sand on the seashore? I don't think so. You will take possession of the cities of your enemies. Your house and your kingdom shall endure forever before me. Our king's sons have been slaughtered. He has been blinded, carried off into captivity. We thought we could trust him. How could this have happened? And yet the reality is, it is precisely because we can trust him. You see, of course, we knew. He told us exactly what would happen. He'd given us promises of blessing, promises of the land, promises of the people. But he'd given us promises if we disobeyed him too. If you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees I'm giving you today, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you, he'd said. A people that you do not know will eat what your land and labor produce. You will have nothing but cruel oppression all your days. The sights you see will drive you mad. He told us what would happen. The Lord will drive you and the king you set over you to a nation unknown to you or your fathers. There you will worship other gods, gods of wood and stone. You'll become a thing of horror and an object of scorn and ridicule to all the nations where the Lord will drive you. He told us what would happen. The Lord will bring a nation against you from far away, from the ends of the earth, like an eagle swooping down, a nation whose language you will not understand, a fierce-looking nation without respect for the old or pity for the young. Because of the suffering that your enemy will inflict on you, you will eat the fruit of the womb, the flesh of the sons and daughters the Lord your God has given you. Then the Lord will scatter you among all nations, from one end of the earth to the other. There you will worship other gods, gods of wood and stone, which neither you nor your fathers have known. You will find no repose, no resting place for the sole of your foot. There the Lord will give you an anxious mind, eyes weary with longing, and a despairing heart. Of course we knew. He told us exactly what would happen. But we never really believed him. If you do not stand firm in your faith, he'd said, you will not stand at all. But we never really believed him. If you do not drive out the nations before you, they will seduce you to their gods, he told us. But we never really believed him. And now his judgment has fallen on us, just as he'd said it would. How great the sin which must have caused the Lord to turn against his people, his beloved city, his beloved temple. But Lord, relent. Please have pity on us. Yes, he can be trusted. And that is our only hope. He is the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Isn't that what he told us? Isn't that how he described himself? Compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, forgiving, maintaining love to thousands. That is the God we know, but it's very hard to believe it right now. But he is our only hope. We cannot flee from him. He's made that very clear to us. There is no escape from him. But we can flee to him. We can seek refuge in him. These images just keep going round and round and round in my head. It's like living a nightmare. When I close my eyes, all I can see is death and destruction and pain and anguish, hunger, agony. But can I tell you my greatest fear? I hardly even dare articulate it. But what if this isn't the worst of it? What if the Lord's anger isn't spent yet? What if there is more to come? Surely we would be totally destroyed. It's only because of his mercy day by day that we're not consumed. If only there was some way. If only there was some way of the Lord's full wrath being poured out, his anger spent completely, yet without utterly burning us up in the fire of his judgment. How could that be? What could that look like? But for now, all we can say is, relent, Lord. Restore us to yourself that we may return. Renew our days as of old, unless you have utterly rejected us and are angry with us beyond measure.